Senate Bill 187, an act to provide for the revocation or refusal of a gaming or racing license.
Senate Bill 187, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, this bill deals with a couple of things, gaming licenses and delayed imposition of sentence. The first time I ever heard of delayed imposition of sentences was a very long time ago, and at that time we called it the Youthful Offender Act. And it served a good purpose then, and it still serves a good purpose. But what it started out to be was, and still is, if young people got into some kind of trouble and a court thought that perhaps they should get a break because they hadn't been in trouble before and they probably wouldn't get in trouble again, and even though they had been found guilty of or had pled guilty to a felony crime, the judge would give delayed imposition of sentence. He would probably, during that period of time that he decided, maybe 1 year, maybe 5 years, he would have some rules and regulations for this person to follow, a probationary period. If the person got through that period, at the end of the time, they would have the court records sealed, the fingerprint cards are torn up, every public record is thrown away and destroyed, and this person then can, under oath and penalties of perjury, say that they have never been convicted of a crime. That's a good idea in some instances. We've embellished that over the years. The courts have, the legislature has, and now, today, it's not the Youthful Offender Act anymore. A guy 50 years old who committed grand theft goes to court. The judge looks at him and says, this will probably never happen again. He should probably stay home with his family. Puts him on delayed imp for a number of years that he's decided are correct. Keeps the guy on probation. He gets through it clean, keeps his nose clean. At the end of that time, his record's sealed. He has no conviction. Now then to the meat of this bill. This bill would provide that an individual who has delayed imposition of sentence during the period of time that they're on probation, they would not be able to be licensed in the gaming business in South Dakota, and they would not be able to stay in the business if they were there. They'd be decertified, so to speak. We all know that gaming is an important part of business at Deadwood, for instance. We need, and I think we all agree, that gaming has to stay very clean, and the perception of the public has to be that it's very clean. So we need to do this bill to take care of that problem. I'd urge your support on this bill.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Flowers.
I'm just going to say we just had a bill a little while ago that we said you can't have a second chance. But now we're into, these are older people, of course, and they're entitled to a second chance. I hope you think about that when you vote on this bill.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 187. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Benson, Bogue, Bros, Brown, Dugard, Dennard, Drake, Dunjim, Dunrebecca, Duxbury, Everest, Flowers, Frederick, Hangey, Halverson, Ham, Kuttmacher, Levin, Klocek, Lang, Lawler, Madden, Moore, Munson, Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Rounds, Schoner, Staggers, Simmons, Belandra, Bitter, Whiting. Senator Lang. Senator Lang. Senator Simmons. Senator Simmons. Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
Senate Bill 187, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. The title is deemed correct.